Good morning. It's Friday, January 9th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Wichita voters will decide in March whether to enact a 1% city sales tax for the next 7 years. Revenue would be directed at public safety, housing, and cultural investments. Supporters say the proposal is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for the city.
And this is our chance to make critical investments in Wichita. We need solutions. This proposal is a solution, an investment in us by all of us.
We'll hear more on the proposed sales tax measure after the news. The city of Wichita has issued nearly 1,400 municipal IDs since they became available in June. The city IDs are for people who lack standard documentation required for a state ID, such as those who are experiencing homelessness. Mayor Lily Wu shared the updated total at her weekly media briefing.
The city has issued 1,385 IDs to those who can now use them to receive city services and apply for jobs.
People can also use city IDs to apply for certain benefits, cash checks, or fill prescriptions. Wichita residents 14 years old and older can apply for a municipal ID at City Hall or on the city's website. The IDs do not establish legal immigration status and cannot be used for voting. Wichita Fire Department officials say an above-ground burn pit sparked a fire that damaged four properties and several structures in North Wichita. Crews responded to a house fire around 3:45 Wednesday in the 1500 block of North St. Francis. They arrived to find heavy fire at the rear of a home, which had spread to neighboring properties. Officials say a downed power line hampered efforts to fight the fire. It was brought under control in about 30 minutes, but not before it damaged four properties, a vehicle, and several sheds. Democratic State Senator Dinah Sykes is joining the race for Kansas Insurance Commissioner. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, the position regulates the insurance industry and helps consumers in disputes with insurance companies.
Sykes is the minority leader of the Kansas Senate and represents parts of Johnson County. She does not have to give up her seat to run for the insurance position. Sykes says the cost of health insurance in Kansas is out of control, and she will work to keep costs down. She has also supported expanding Medicaid in Kansas. Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins is also running for the position. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A regional program that helps local food producers in Kansas and Missouri has been restored after slashes to federal funding, Rachel Schnelly reports.
The New Growth Program is a regional business center that supports food and farm entrepreneurs with training and one-on-one coaching. A more than $2 million grant helped reestablish it. The organization's original funding was cut by the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. Katie Nixon with New Growth says the loss of funding came out of left field.
There was no official communication from the USDA. This was just kind of coming down through the ranks of USDA that we had communication with. We were like, is the project frozen?
The grant from the Patterson Family Foundation will help New Growth work with the Food Circle, the Kansas City Food Hub, and the University of Missouri Extension. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
World Cup teams are picking their top choices for a base camp this week. As Jody Fortino reports, three Kansas City area facilities could be on their lists.
Kansas City knows which countries will play here this summer, but is still waiting to hear whether any teams will choose the Sporting KC training facility, the KC Current training facility, or Rock Chalk Park in Lawrence, Kansas as their base. Pam Kramer is the CEO of KC 2026, the group planning the event. She says the local spots have been visited by some of the highest-ranked teams.
Their goal is to put their team in a position to perform at peak operating level. So the facilities, the travel that's associated with where they're playing, all of that factors in.
FIFA will announce base camp locations later in the spring. I'm Jody Fortino.
Wichita Habitat for Humanity is hosting a day of service to commemorate Martin Luther King Jr. Volunteers will spend a morning building wall frames for two Habitat for Humanity homes. 150 people are needed to help during the event on January 19th. Building will take place at Century 2 starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. Habitat for Humanity is a nonprofit organization focused on providing affordable housing and financial education to the community. More information is at wichitahabitat.org. The Wichita Public Library will host an event Saturday to kick off the 2026 Read ICT Reading Challenge. The Read ICT kickoff is from 1 to 3 at the Advanced Learning Library in downtown Wichita. Readers are invited to bring books to read or swap. KMUW book reviewer Suzanne Perez and others will offer book recommendations for the new challenge categories. Read ICT is an annual reading challenge organized by KMUW, the Wichita Eagle, and the Wichita Library. More information is at kmuw.org/books. We'll be back after this. This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
That's one of the ones, though, we've talked about before, where doing it properly can get you corrected by those who think you're doing it improperly. You know what I mean?
Some fancy French phrases this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios. This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. Wichita voters will decide in March whether to enact a 1% city sales tax for the next 7 years. The revenue would be directed at public safety, housing, and cultural investments. Local government reporter Meg Britton Mellish recently sat down with KMUW News Director Suzanne Perez to talk about the details.
So give me just the basics here. What will voters be voting on?
Yeah, so in December, the city council unanimously voted to call a special election on a sales tax proposal from Wichita Forward. That's a group that was founded by Aaron Bastian of Fidelity Bank, Ben Hutton of Hutton Construction, and John Rolfe of Thrive Restaurant Group. Wichita Forward wrote the ballot question, and a yes vote would create a citywide sales tax that would run from July of this year to June of 2033. Wichita Forward says that they expect the tax to generate about $850 million.
So let's talk dollars and cents here. Do we know where that money would come from and precisely where it would go?
So the tax, which you might have also heard called a 1 cent sales tax, would be added to anything that's already taxed through state sales tax, as well as groceries. And the proposal would direct that money to a lot of different places, covering new police equipment, new firehouses, renovations to Century 2, funding for homelessness and housing projects, property tax relief, and a new performing arts center.
So how were these categories selected?
That's been a big question, especially at the public information sessions. Wichita Forward says that they sent out a survey. They also consulted the city's upcoming commitments from its capital investment plan. And they've taken note that the pandemic relief money that has seeded the new homeless shelter is going to run out in October. Aaron Bastian says they're basically common sense areas for investment.
These are not new issues. They're common pain points voiced by Wichitans. And this is our chance to make critical investments in Wichita. We need solutions. This proposal is a solution, an investment in us by all of us.
And, you know, it's really important to know that the way the ballot is written, if it passes, the city cannot direct the tax money somewhere else. It has to be used in these very specific ways.
Right. But has Wichita Forward presented what they want these Century 2 renovations or the new Performing Arts Center to look like?
Not exactly. And that's another real issue for many people. Some of them are like John Whitmer, who's the chairman of the Sedgwick County Republican Party. He spoke as a citizen before the council about this.
Where are the details? Where are the schematics? You're asking Wichita voters to commit to a 7-year plan that by the time inflation factors in will be over $1 billion. The devil is in the details. And this devil bites.
The Performing Arts Center has really become a sticking point for the council. They spent the last meeting of the year debating about how to put additional guardrails on how the tax dollars would be used or spent related to this project. But, you know, we're still early in the process. There's a lot of time before voters make their decision on March 3rd.
The sales tax special election is March 3rd. You can find out more about the proposal at KMUW.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.